4, CBA Mobile.
KZ 4.
Tom, how in the world have you been?
I'm pretty good, but I got over it.
It's like that myself. Oh, mate. Well, I just finished playing tennis, and I was having a pretty good day until I started playing tennis. And it didn't turn out so good. I don't know why I can't talk. It didn't turn out so good for me, but anyway, I got some exercise, and that was the main point I kept telling Ken. He said, "What's the score?" I said, I really don't care what the score is. I said, "It's not like I'm getting paid for this."
I was going to ask you if you just finished up tennis or something. I went, "I don't know. Either he's going to or coming from." So, K4 LBO, we went and did testing this morning, and we've just been loafering. So we hadn't even been back home yet. We left at, 7:15 this morning, and we still ain't got a thing accomplished other than the testing.
What kind of testing are you doing?
Ham radio testing.
Could you just fill me out one with all the correct answers for the extra? Put my name on it.
I own that.
I pay good money for it. Oh, man. I tell you. I got to buckle down. Well, I tell you. I've been having so much fun with FT8, though. I hadn't done nothing else, hardly. My wife, the other night, she came in there, she goes, "You ever going to talk on that thing again?"
Yeah, I'd like to get up a hex beam or something for higher the higher band. Maybe eventually. I wish I already had them up for the QSO party this morning, this weekend, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay, so when and what band, and I hadn't heard anything about a QSO party. I guess I'm not invited.
Today is the South Carolina party, and Sunday is the North Carolina party, just contesting.
Well, unless I'm mistaken, today is Saturday. So, in other words, it's on.
It would be, I consider today as almost like the past. I was referring to next Saturday and Sunday.
I was negotiating a ambulance, trying to let him get by, and people were stopping, doing stupid things, but anyway, never mind. Okay, he got by, so I hope he makes it safely to his destination. I had a friend of mine that used to drive for Greenville County, and he got broadsided up there at the intersection up there at Travers Rest at the Spink Station. He was coming out of that side road, and I believe he had the green light even, and he got broadsided and got injured pretty bad, but of course he's not doing that anymore, but he's out helping COVID, people with COVID now.
Yeah, I've worked a lot of wrecks at that intersection. That intersection and 25 at 414, I've run some really, really bad ones there. But, that's where I was stationed at for years, was in TR. So, but, I'm surprised you haven't participated in any of those parties there. That's a fun little contest. I think they run about, right off the top of my head, I can't remember if it's 6 or 8 hours. But Look it up. Liquor up. It's fun. And you get points for working, well, during Saturday, you get points for working stations in South Carolina. And, well, you get points for working anybody, but you get more points for working stations in South Carolina. And Sunday, you get points for working stations in North Carolina. It's a neat little thing.
Getting ready to stop here at from Bay Hampton High School. So I may lose you completely for a second until this light turns green.
Surprised I've got you at all with you right there. That's that shadow of Paris Mountain. But yeah, you're still coming in good. We're sitting at 14:29.
Z4 CPA, I don't know if I'm making it or not.
Z4 Mike. Yes, David, you're making fine.
Surprising, because I could barely hear it. It was like just the repeater was barely breaking the squelch, and so I figured I must sound about the same on the other end. But that's not always the way it is. But anyway, that intersection is notorious for you can just stop and you'll be in a dead spot, and you can't even receive or key up the repeater at all.
10-4-LBO works not far from there, so I always know I'm going to lose. Either lose service or it's going to get so bad it's hard for anybody to make me out right in the area.
You know, I'm sitting here at the intersection where you can turn left and get on 291 off of Wade Hampton right here, Red Lobster, and then so Woodlawn Cemetery is on the other side of the street. And, you know, they put a fence up. You know why they put that fence up?
Follow the residents in?
I hate this one, but people are just dying to get in there.
Right.
I say that because my mom's buried there. So, and my grandmother and my grandfather and... I think, or another, it's probably one or two more. But anyway, there you go. That's just one of my jokes. That's my sick sense of humor that I have.
You're sick, but you got company. You still in there? KZ4M Mobile.
To negotiate some more traffic, this guy. I was in the median and I had my left turn signal on, and he pulls up behind me from the other side of the road, and then he starts blowing the horn at me. For what reason, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't turn left because there were cars coming. I mean, so I just threw my hands up like, you know, what do you want me to do? You know, I could have done something else, but I noticed he has family with him, so I wanted to be nice. I try to be nice. My wife tells me I need to be nice.
The Chuck and Kids Over license is real, man.
I would like to get one of those signs that you could scroll messages across and put it up my back glass and just have pre-typed in messages. I just hit a button and it plays that message and it scrolls across the screen and just has something maybe not so nice to say, but at least they get the point.
That's an LED back display. They have to be see-through, man, so you can see them and touch it to your back window. That'll be nice. Hey, what are you driving, by the way?
A 2012 Mustang GT, and I took the mufflers off of it, so it's a little louder than factory. But anyway, I'm going to have to jump out of here for a second and pick up my pizza. I'll be back in a second. It's already cooked and paid for. I just have to go in and get it. It'd be for CPA.
Banging the wrong way, Hampton. Just that.
Not for me to go out and play tennis all afternoon and then go pick up the pizza. KZ4M Mobile.
Way to order pizza, KB4CBA.
Where'd you get that pizza from?
My dear old dad, departed dad would say, at the getting place.
There's only like five or six different pizza places right in there. We were discussing that.
This is Marco's Pizza. It's right before you get to the intersection of East North 291. And this is we were talking about noisy areas. This is a little bit of a noisy area on 291 right here when I start down the street. Which way am I gonna be going here? I don't even know. I'm gonna guess. It's going to be north. Boy, there's a lot of cars coming. It sure didn't look like a Saturday.
We haven't ever eaten Marcus. Is their pizza pretty good?
That last part again?
Have pretty good pizza?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an excellent pizza, but that's just my opinion. I mean, you know, everybody's got their own taste for pizza, and I'm sure there's people that would argue that it's not good, but what I like about it is they have a pizza. I can't remember exactly what it's called, because my wife just places the order on the phone on an app and pays for it, and I just pick it up, but it's I don't eat the crust, so they actually make a pizza with no crust, and they put it in a pan in a plastic or cardboard, something or another, after they cook it, and then they put it in a pizza box, and so I get all the toppings of the pizza, but not the bread, and that's the way I used to eat pizza. I'd order a big old pizza and just eat the toppings off of it and leave the bread. So now they've come out with it without the bread.
I won't share some of LBO's pizza that she's giving me over here. She said, "What is that, spaghetti or lasagna or what? What would that be?" I said, "No, both of them got noodles in them."
For people like me that don't eat carbs, you know, it's low carb, keto, or what you're going to call it, and you know, it's great. I mean, you get meat, you get cheese, you get the sauce, the tomato sauce, you get pepperoni, you know, whatever you want on it, and as little as you want on it, and you know, I get extra cheese and stuff like that, so it's extra meat, so I enjoy the heck out of it.
Well, I'm glad you found something you enjoy.
Did I hear Gabriel in here a minute ago, or was that somebody else?
It was Gabriel, but whoever was never identified.
Like him. I just talked to him the other day on 2 meters, so for the first time. He was stuck in a traffic jam on 85. Imagine that. But anyway, so by the time we got through talking, I think he was about 2 miles from his house. So anyhow, I would hate to have to drive 85 every day to go to and from work. That would just be the pits. It's the only way I know how to put it. Because you just never know when you're gonna come to screeching halt.
I think you just jinxed us, because we're on 85 passing under Pelham, and now it's bumper to bumper.
So, you know, I sent my wreck people out there to cause an accident, so, no, I didn't. So, there are places I noticed where the traffic slows down and you think you're coming up on a wreck. Everybody's hitting their brakes, but it just, I don't know, for whatever reason, it just slows down in those areas. And one place I've noticed, going, if I'm going northbound from Whitehorse Road, you get to Malden Road, and beyond that, it seems to kind of slow down in their brakes, but there's nothing going on. There's no wreck or anything like that. It's just, you know, it just is what it is all I know what to say, because I don't know what's causing it.
Way going southbound, right where they put up the K-rails there, south of Pelham Road. Everybody slows down right here, and I don't have a clue why. And they just bow up. But yeah, we talked to Gabriel this morning at testing. His son was over testing. I'd never had to talk to him on the radio before.
The first time was yesterday. I enjoyed our QSO, and I'm trying to think of his call, but I can't remember it. It's not a difficult call to remember. It's just that I have a bad memory. And it's not like you can write your calls down driving down the road. It'd be nice if I had a way to do that, but I don't, unless I'm sitting at a traffic light. And then I have to hunt a pen. I've got a piece of paper laying here, but anyway. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I'll make this my last, and y'all enjoy the rest of the evening and the rest of the weekend. Enjoy talking with you, and behave yourself, Tom, if that's possible, and we'll talk to you later, KB4, CB8, they're after yours.
Enjoy that pizza, and you have a good rest of your weekend. 73, KB4 CBA, this is Kilo Zulu 4 Mike Mobile. I'll be clear.